The Lum and Abner Show on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Clarence Hartzell, Andy Devine, and starring Lum and Abner.
Grannies, Abner, can't you ever get nothing right?
Ah.
Look at this note you wrote down on the telephone pad. It says, call me back.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you never wrote down who it is I'm supposed to call back.
Oh, well, that was, Doggies, who was that?
That's just great, just dandy. You're one of the most brilliant men I've ever known.
Sure enough. Well, you've got some good points, too, Lum. Can't think what they are offhand.
Recollect who it was that called me. Now, concentrate. Who was it?
Was it Pack Rat Watts?
Don't ask me. I don't know who it was.
Well, if you don't know, how can you tell when I get the right answer then?
Abner, this ain't no game. We've got to figure some way to find out the name of the feller that called me this morning.
Oh, well, what's the matter with me? I know how we can find out what his name is.
Well, good. How?
Just call him back and ask him.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Yes, more than 10 million refrigerating units have been built and sold by Frigidaire. Frigidaire is number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers, and number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors, and this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Was it Ezra C. Strunk?
I don't know.
Was it Corny Strooby?
I don't know.
Was it Miss Rowena?
I don't know.
Was it?
I don't know.
Well, wait till I tell you who I was going to say. That's who it might have been that called me.
Who was you going to say?
I don't know. Well, more than likely wasn't nothing important, no ways. I ain't going to bother with it no more.
Thank goodness.
Here, read off this grocery order to me, and I'll check off the stuff.
All right. One bucket of lard.
One bucket of... Was it Walt Bates?
I don't know. I tell you, I don't know, Lum. If I knowed, I'd tell you. I don't know, Lum. Do you understand? I don't know. I don't know. Hey, Doggett, I could be an actor, couldn't I?
I don't know. Just read what's next on the grocery list, Tyrone.
Two cans of Brussels sprouts.
Not sprouts, it's sprouts. O-U is pronounced ow.
O-U is pronounced ow?
Why, sure. Now, what's next on the list?
One can of noodle salad.
South.
S-O-U-P, South. You said O-U is pronounced out.
Well, it ain't noodle South, it's noodle soup. Let it go. Put in something else.
All right. How about a can of clam chowder?
I don't care what you put in. Was it old man Johnson?
What would he be calling you for?
Well, that's the peculiar part about it. I can't think of a single reason.
No.
Yeah, I ain't even saw him since that time I borrowed a bucket of whitewash to paint my fence. Grannies, you don't reckon it was about the whitewash, do you? Did he mention that?
Lum, I don't know.
Couldn't have been over 30 cents worth of whitewash there. And that was at least a year ago. What does he want to make a fuss about it now for?
Well, don't jump on me. You don't even know that's what he called about.
No, but he's just the kind of a fella that keeps throwing something like that up to you.
He ain't been doing that now.
Well, he called me on the phone about it, didn't he?
I don't know. Did he?
You know, I thought he acted awful peculiar towards me the last time I seen him at the lodge meeting.
Why, what did he say to you?
Nothing. But it was the way he said it.
He just talks that way natural.
30 cents worth of whitewash. I never seen such a feller to hold a grudge.
He ain't holding no grudge.
What do you call hounding you for 30 cents worth of whitewash day in and day out? You'd think I'd stole it from him.
You stole that whitewash from Mr. Johnson?
Where'd you hear that? Well, how do you like that? Now he's telling all over town that I stole it, the blabbermouth.
What, Lon?
30 cents worth of whitewash. I bound you'll try to charge me 50 cents for it.
Oh.
Maybe even a dollar.
Oh, here.
Or maybe $2. $2? Why, that robber, how he's got enough nerve to look me in the face and ask $5 for that little dab of whitewash, I'll never know.
Five? I thought it was two.
Well, if he's mean enough to ask two, he wouldn't think nothing asking five.
He wouldn't.
All right, Grannies, I'm going to get a bucket of whitewash, take it over to his house, and let him have it right in the face.
Yeah, that's a time. Slosh him good with. Lom, does that beefsteak make your eye feel better now?
Granny, that old man Johnson must have had brass knuckles on.
Steady now, I'll get the rest of the whitewash out of your hair. He sure can make a little dab of that stuff go a long ways, you know. Believe I'll get about a pint of it and let him paint my whole barn for me.
Granny's Abner, why didn't you tell me Mr. Johnson wasn't the one that called me?
Lom, that was your own idea.
Don't try to squirm out of this. If you'd have wrote the feller's name down on that note this morning, none of this would have happened. Was it a man or a woman?
Well, sure. What else could it be?
Well, I mean...
Wait now, Charlie Redfield's got a parrot that he lets talk over the telephone.
Now, what in the world would a parrot be calling me for?
That's just what I was wondering. You ain't been palling around with that parrot, have you?
Sure. Me and him went to the movies just last night.
Sure enough. Did that parrot actually sit there and watch a whole moving picture?
No, he got up and left halfway through it. He said the picture didn't follow the book at all.
Lom, I know that ain't so now. That parrot couldn't read no book.
How do you know?
'Cause Charlie told me he was nearsighted, that's why.
All right, if you know so dead blame much, who was it that called me?
I thought you said it was Charlie Redfield's parrot.
Abner, cut out that silly talk and think who called me.
Lom, I don't know.
Say, I read Summers that sometimes a body can recall something by just closing her eyes and making their mind a blank.
Making their mind a blank, huh?
Yeah, and for you, that oughtn't to be no trick at all. One blink will do it. Now, come on, let's try that.
All right.
Close your eyes.
They're closed.
Is your mind a blank?
Huh?
Yeah, it is. Now then, what comes into your mind?
Fried chicken.
No, this has got to be the name of a person. What name comes into your mind?
Miss Pomeroy.
Was it her that called me?
No, but she makes awful good fried chicken. No, because I'm getting hungry, Lum. I got to get down to Luke Spears' lunchroom and get some fried chicken.
Abner, you ain't leaving here till you recollect... Hey, Luke Spears. I bound you it was him that called. Did he sound like Luke?
Well, if it was Luke, I reckon it did.
That's the way he sounds. Now, he's been trying to get me to give some cousin of his a job. Why don't he leave me alone about that?
Well, I'll ask him while I'm down there eating.
You come back here. It ain't lunchtime yet.
Oh.
I better call that honor little varmint right now and get this thing settled.
Well, ask him if he's got any fried chicken.
I told Luke I can't afford to hire nobody. I don't know why he keeps...
Luke Spears' lunchroom, what is it you want?
Well, Luke... This is...
And make it snappy. I ain't got time to stand here flapping my jaw over the telephone all day long. I gotta make a living.
Yeah, well, Luke...
I don't know what they invented this half-witted contraption for in old ways. 9/10 of the phone calls a body make could just as well wait till they see him in person. Walk over there and do them good.
Yeah, well...
Folks around here is getting to be a batch of pampered lounging lizards.
Yeah.
Well, what is it you want? Speak up. Don't just stand there mumbling. I can't read your lips over the phone.
Well, Luke, this is Lum Eddard.
That's too bad, but they ain't nothing I can do about that.
Well, say, Luke, did you call me this morning?
What about?
About me giving your cousin a job.
No, I never called you, and my cousin got himself a job just yesterday.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm sorry about...
If I hear of anybody else is looking for a job, I'll send him down.
Well, no, Luke, I never wanted nobody.
Well, now, wait a minute. As long as you're anxious to get somebody, my nephew, Opie Cates, from Clinton, Arkansas, is here, and I'll send him over.
Well, listen, Luke, I don't believe...
Opie's a good live wire salesman. Be a good man for you. I'll tell him right away. So long.
But, Luke, hey, hello... Grannies. Grannies, we need a live wire salesman like a hog needs a side saddle.
Well, Lump, you don't have to hire that Opie Cates just because Luke has sent him down here.
No, but he's more than likely one of them high-pressure fellers that'll talk us into hiring him before we know what's happened.
Well, maybe he won't even come down here.
What makes you think he won't? Look out the front window there.
Dog, has he never wasted much time getting over here.
Well, our grannies, we'll just ignore him.
Yeah.
We won't even talk to him.
That's a time.
Yeah, we'll make him so uncomfortable he'll wish he'd never set foot in.
Yeah, that'll run him out of here. Mind out. Here he comes.
Hello?
Looks like it might rain today, Abner.
Yes?
Uncle Luke sent me.
Oh?
If that's that live wire, I think he's blowed a fuse.
I'm from Clinton, Arkansas.
Looks like it might rain today, Lum.
Yeah.
I live there with my Aunt Minnie.
Well.
In a brown-colored house.
Well?
Oh, it's about a block and a half up from the post office.
Which side of the street?
Abner, don't encourage me.
Aunt Minnie, she sort of had her heart set on me taking the examination for post office clerk.
Hmm.
Guess I was too high strung for the work, though.
Yeah, I can tell that. Yeah.
Aunt Minnie's sister married a post office man, one of the Adams boys.
I believe the clouds are starting to break up, Abner.
Yeah, I believe they are.
It was the youngest Adams boy, Hubert. Fred was the oldest one.
Well, good for Fred.
Hubert was the one that worked at the post office, mail carrier.
Well, Abner, I reckon we better finish putting up them grocery orders.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Hubert got bit by a dog.
Opie, will you be quiet for a half a minute?
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, you go tell Luke that...
They rushed out and got some antitoxin of some kind, but it was too late. The dog was already dead.
Grannies, I've stood all of this. I'm going.
Hey, wait a minute, Long. Where are you going?
Down to the lunchroom and tell that sawed-off Luke Spears he can't push his relatives off on me and get away with.
Well, Long, here... Oh, me.
Fred married one of the Weimert girls.
Oh, shut up. There you are, Lom. Does that beefsteak make your eye feel better?
I don't see how a feller as little as Luke is can hit so hard.
What I don't see is how a feller as short as he is could hit you in the eye. Did he stand on a box?
No, the sneaky little varmint got me to lift him up so as he could hear what I was saying, and that's when he popped me.
Well, leastways your eyes match now.
Grannies, none of this ever would have happened if you hadn't been so dadgummed absent-minded. Why can't you recollect who called me? Was it Grandpappy Spears?
I don't know.
Was it Dad Crockett?
Lum, I don't know.
Was it Hubert Adams?
You keep out of this, okay? And get to work. Grannies, this is the worst day I have ever been through in my whole life.
Oh! Ulysses. Sorry I bothered you. Goodbye. No, it wasn't Ulysses S. Quincy.
Wait a minute. Don't leave the phone. You keep calling until you find out who called me.
Lum, I've called everybody I know.
Well, start calling some you don't know, then.
Well, if I don't know who I'm calling, how'll I know when I get them?
Oh, here, give me the receiver. It's easier to do this myself than argue with you.
Who you calling?
I don't know. Just somebody at Ransom.
Where's that?
Keep quiet.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who is this?
Oh, this is Wendell Niles.
Well, for goodness sakes, it's Mr. Niles.
Oh, better hang up before he gets started talking, Mom.
Hang up nothing. He might be the one. Say, Mr. Niles, did you call me this morning?
No, but now that I've got you on the phone, I want to give you the clue on the Sing It Again program.
Well, good. What is it?
Well, before I tell you, I want to ask you a question.
Well, Mr. Niles,
Do you realize what a big difference there is between the Frigidaire automatic washer and all others?
Well, Mr. Niles...
It's as big as the difference between automatic washers and old-type conventional washers. The Frigidaire automatic washer is the only one that's all porcelain inside and out. There's no other like it. Besides, there's no other that launders like Frigidaire. Frigidaire alone has the live water action that gets clothes really clean automatically. With live water action, rolling currents of water cause the washing motion. There's no pulling or yanking of clothes. And all the clothes are washing in water all the time, not half in, half out. Go to your Frigidaire dealers tomorrow and see how easy it is to wash your clothes by just touching a dial. See how the Frigidaire all-porcelain automatic washer gets clothes cleaner, rinses and re-rinses them in clean water, spins them lighter and drier, many things dry enough to iron at once. Also ask for a demonstration of the Frigidaire electric clothes dryer. It fluff dries clothes as fast as you can wash them, regardless of the weather. And to complete your Frigidaire automatic home laundry, there's the time-saving, easy-to-use Frigidaire electric ironer. Yes, make wash days easier days with Frigidaire.
Yeah, but what about the clues on the Sing It Again radio show?
Oh, here it is. The next clue to the Phantom. Listen carefully. As the bank clerk, he did toil... Now they say he's deep in oil. Got it?
Well, just a minute, Abner. Was it the Sing It Again program that called?
I don't know.
Was it Tom Foster?
Lom, I don't know.
Was it Emmett Goshen?
I don't know, and take your foot off of my chest.
Was it Eugene Blevins?
Lom, get your foot off of me now. You're squashing my assafidity bag.
Was it Squire Skimp? Wait a minute. There comes Ben Withers. Get up off the floor, Abner. Do you want folks to think you're lazy?
No, I don't believe I can get up. I think you sprang my rib.
Oh, I never done no such a thing.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, howdy, Ben.
Hello there, Abner. Oh, don't get up. I've got to. It ain't safe down here. That blame lum was about to crush every bone in my body.
Fine. Say, I suppose you fellas have seen the paper this morning.
No, we ain't had time to see nothing today, Ben.
Quite a thing about George Tilzer, wasn't it?
About who?
George Tilzer of 224 Kamak Drive, Dubuque, Iowa.
What about him?
He switched to Calvert's.
Is that so?
They ran a nice picture, George. Want me to run home and get the paper and show it to you?
No, never mind, Ben. Just tell me if you can think of any way to jog Abner's mind into recollecting who called me this morning. He wrote down a note saying, call me back, but he never put down who I was supposed to call.
You know, he doesn't look at all flighty in his face.
Who, Abner?
No, George Tilzer. I can't understand why he keeps switching around like this.
Wait, I've got an idea. Come on, Abner, I'm going to take you over to Doc Miller and have him shoot you.
How?
Full of truth serum.
Oh.
Yeah, that's supposed to make you talk and recollect everything.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. I've been needled enough for one day.
Come on, I'm going to find out who that was if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, now, wait, Lum. I'm sure we can figure this thing out very simply. Take it step by step.
I've tried that, Ben. I've stepped all over him.
Yes. Step number one, someone called but left no name. Now, you ask me why? Step number four.
Well, wait, what happened to steps number two and three?
Lum, we've got to take these in chronological order. Now, the reason he didn't leave his name is because he didn't want you to know who he was. Well, he's kept the secret pretty well so far. Step number four, subhead A. Why didn't he want you to know who he was? Because he's sneaking around doing something behind your back.
Say, this is getting interesting.
It is, isn't it? I can hardly wait to hear how it comes out.
Wait, I know. The reason he called was to make sure I was at the store so that he could sneak over and see Miss Rowena.
Why, that rascal.
And who's low enough to do a thing like that?
Lum?
No. It's always someone you least suspect. Is there anyone who hates Miss Rowena?
Why, of course not. Oh, well, now, there's Mose Moots. He hates and despises her.
Well, there's your man, Mose Moots.
Well, I'll be dad blamed. Well, I sure never would have expected him.
Well, facts and figures don't lie, Lum.
He sure had me fooled, going around pretending he couldn't hardly stand the sight of her. I'm going right down to his barber shop and show him he can't make a fool out of Lum Eddard.
Now, Lum, don't go down there. You'll just get in another fight.
I can handle myself.
Yeah, I know, but can you handle Mose?
Well, wait, Lum. I thought you were going to get Abner shots full of truth serum.
Oh, will you do that for me, Ben? Get him a big dose of it. You take him to the doctor's, and I'll go to the barber shop.
Yeah, then we'll go to the barber shop and take you to the doctor's.
Mose Moots, I want to talk to you.
Well, Lum, come on in. Climb right up in the chair. I was just waiting for my next victim.
I never come in here for no haircut. I want to talk to you.
Well, get up in the chair and make yourself comfort then. That is, if you ain't too old to make the climb.
Let go of me, Mose. I can get up there by myself.
Oh, say, I heard a hot one today, Lum. It seems that this traveling salesman was... Oh, this'll kill you, Lum.
Listen, Mose, I didn't come in here to listen to them corny jokes of yours. And stop stirring up that lather. I don't want none of that junk on my face.
What did you say, Lum?
Grannies, that's the worst tasting lather you've ever had. What'd you put in it, anyway?
Starch.
Starch?
That stiffens the whiskers, and I can just break them off. I gotta remember that one and tell it to Charlie.
Well, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, say, that reminds me of the hot one I got off down at the Luke's lunchroom yesterday. Oh, I had him going, I had him going. I says to Luke, I says, now get this, Lum.
I don't want it.
I says to Luke, if you'd swap that butcher knife for my razor, a feller could get thicker slices of ham down here and better shaves up at my joint. You ought to have seen him. He just smiled.
Now, listen, Mose, I've got a score to settle with you.
Better hold still, patient. You're going under the knife.
Mose, be careful with that razor. And, dad blame it, don't turn your head and gawk out the window while you're shaving me.
Well, I have to turn my head. I can't stand the sight of blood.
Well, if you don't cut out seeing a certain party, you're going to see plenty of blood.
Well, come on in, Ben Abner. I'll be ready for you in a minute. But all I have left to do on Lum is to cauterize him.
Thank you highly, Mose, but we came down to see Lum. Abner's had the truth serum shot, and he's ready to talk now, aren't you, Abner?
Yes, that blame right I am.
Well, good. That's wonderful. Was it Mose here?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. I thought that stuff was supposed to make you tell the truth.
Well, it does. I don't know. And that is a truth, you big bully.
Now, listen,
Abner. You listen to me, Lum Eddard.
Huh?
I'm sick and tired of you pushing me around. I've taken all off you I'm a-going to. From now on, things is going to be different.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Oh, you're all that thought you was so smart around the store. The big shot president. Who does all the work? I do.
Ben, can you make him stop?
No, sir.
No, he's been going on like this ever since he got the serum. Should have heard some of the things he said to me.
Yeah. They was the truth, too.
Fine.
Well, Ben, tell him to keep quiet.
Tell him yourself I'm not speaking to him anymore.
Yeah, Yeah, there you go again, Lum Enders. Always trying to get somebody else to do your dirty work for you.
Now, just a minute here, Abner. You can't stand in my barber shop and insult my friend Lum that away.
Your friend, huh? Just let me tell you something about your fine friend, Mr. Mose Moose.
Abner, will you hash up?
The reason Lum come down here was to accuse you,
Abner,
of going around with Miss Rowena.
Miss Rowena?
Yes, sir.
Why, I wouldn't take that overstuffed highfalutin plutocrat to a fourth-rate dogfight.
Lum said you were sneaking around behind his back with her.
Abner.
Lum Edwards, get out of that chair and stand up like a man.
Now, Mose, put down that razor.
I
now, Mose,
no,
Mose, wait a minute, wait a minute.
There you are. Does that beefsteak make your eye feel better?
Oh, gee, what did that Lum hit me with anyway?
I think it was a bottle of bay rum.
Please pass the beefsteak. Thank you. What I want to know is who hit me.
I cannot tell a lie. I done it.
You done it? Why, you little varmint.
May I be next on the beefsteak?
Oh, did you get hit too, Ben?
No, I'm just hungry.
Granny's Abner, how much trouble do you have to cause me in one day before you're satisfied?
Well, let's see.
None of this ever would have happened if you wasn't so dadgummed absent-minded.
I ain't so absent-minded. I just forgot who made that one little phone call.
No, you just don't pay attention to business. Can't recollect nothing. Now, early this morning, I called you myself and asked you to call me back, but you never did.
Yeah, well, hey, wait, now I remember who called.
Who?
It was you.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here is an important thought. When you pick a new Frigidaire refrigerator, you're choosing America's number one refrigerator, the one that's different from all others. And remember this, you're buying for yourself all that comes with more than 30 years of experience that has gone into Frigidaire's building of over 10 million refrigerating units. Besides, only Frigidaire refrigerators are powered by the Meter Miser.
Glad you're back, Abner. I've taken a phone call for you while you was gone. I just want to show you the proper way to take a phone message.
All right.
See, it's all wrote down here. Mrs. Peabody, your wife, called at 5:47 p.m. Central Standard Time. She's looking at a house she wants to buy, and she wants you to meet her there right away. You notice how I put down every little detail.
Yeah, that's good. Where is the house?
It's a...
Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. Ben Withers is played by Clarence Hartzell, Mose Moots by Andy Devine, and Opie Cates was played by Opie Cates. The script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle with music by Felix Mills. Now we'd like to thank Radio Life for presenting Lum and Abner with their Radio Achievement Award for this year. Listen next Sunday and every Sunday to three great comedy shows, Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, and Lum and Abner. So until then, this is Wendell Niles saying good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting Service.